Page 12. Wildflowers. Wildflowers have become a travel destination. Nowhere is nature's yay more apparent than a good display of wildflowers. Seeds are splitting, shoots are shooting, buds are unfolding to show the colorful petals they've concealed. Some destinations and stretches of land bloom with such awesome endlessness and ferocity of color that they've created a tourist industry of their own. Over the years, as habitat has dwindled and pollinating species have declined in numbers, groups across the world have formed to protect and propagate species. You can find wildflowers pushing through a crack in a parking lot or clinging to a wind-whipped mountaintop. Still, there are places where wildflowers bloom more showily in habitats around the world. We've gathered some of the top wildflower destinations from a variety of sources. Mount Rainier, Washington. Why? Rainier is the tallest mountain in the Cascade Range. The national park encompasses 235,625 acres on the west side of the range, and because of its elevation, offers a variety of habitats. In a single-day hike, you can see the very best of the flowers of the forest, subalpine, and alpine zones. The paradise section of the park is famous for its glorious views and wildflower meadows. Skyline Trail to Myrtle Falls also offers a wealth of wildflowers. And Spray Park Trail has as many flowers as Paradise, but far fewer visitors. Great Smoky Mountains National Park, North Carolina and Tennessee. Why? With more than 1,600 flowering species, it's earned the nickname Wildflower National Park. Variations in elevation, rainfall, temperature, and geology contribute to that diversity of flowering plants, more than in any other North American national park. The show begins in February with the ephemerals such as trillium, iris, little brown jugs, and violets making brief appearances through mid-May, followed by extravagant displays of mountain laurel, rhododendron, azalea, and other heath family shrubs flowering en masse through July with aster, goldenrod, and Joe Pye weed, up to 10 feet tall, lasting through the fall. Waterton Lakes National Park, Alberta, Canada. Why? The park is at the narrowest point in the Rocky Mountain chain. Waterton also has an unusually high number of rare plants. More than 20 species are found only in the Waterton area. Western wake, robin, Lewis mock orange, white-veined wintergreen. This vast ecosystem not only features wildflower displays in the mountains, but in grasslands too. The Burren, Ireland. Why? This area on the Atlantic coast of Ireland offers an amazing variety of wildflowers, Arctic alpine plants coexisting with Mediterranean plants. For instance, mountain avens and spring gentians, which normally grow high in the Alps, are found even at sea level, while Mediterranean species like the dense-flowered orchid and maidenhair fern are right beside them. Lime-loving plants, calcicole, and acid-loving plants, calcifuge, also grow side by side. Botanists come from all over the world to study the area. 75% of the plants found in Ireland are represented in the flora of the Burren, including orchids. Umbria, Italy. Why? Sweeping fields of dark orange poppies are one of the main showstoppers. But the Pian Grande, the Grand Plateau, offers a variety of hikes through spectacular wildflower settings. Don't forget the beautiful medieval villages, friendly locals, and great food. The Jubio Double Ring Trail from the top of Monte Igno winds through a forested canyon, historic sites, and wildflowers. Another option is Monte Cucho, with incredible displays of wildflowers and, on a clear day, views all the way to the Adriatic Sea. The park has mineral springs, caves, and is also home to wolves and golden eagles. Parco Nazionale dei Monti Sibillini in Norcia offers abundant spring and summer wildflowers, with a landscape dotted by castles and fortresses. Above the tree line, you'll find rare species, such as the Apennine Alpine Star. Another feature of the park, if you're too tired to hike, try a mule trek. Vocabulary focus. Ferocity. Propagate. Encompass. Extravagant. En masse. Flora. Showstopper.